When Christy Mattis was 19 weeks pregnant, she learned that her baby boy had spina bifida and sacral agenesis. She wanted to give him a strong name.
So I looked through the baby name book and was looking through J names and came across the name Jaya, which means victory and overcomer.
Jaya Mattis was born without a spine from the rib cage down, so he's paralyzed below the waist. His little legs were fixed out in front of him, hindering mobility. When he was 7, Jaya's mom and doctors decided it was best to amputate both legs.
They went through the knee joints and used his tibias to fuse his spine.
That surgery gave Jaya the ability to sit up straight in his wheelchair.
I like playing basketball.
Jaya plays on the basketball team at Agnes Stewart Middle School. He's also joined a wheelchair b-ball team. At 12, Jaya has the upper body of an athlete, a barrel chest and powerful arms. He and a few other wheelchair athletes volley around the court at Bob Kiefer Center in Springfield. They're here for a special event for amputees and their families. It's put on by a new nonprofit called Power On with Limb Loss. People with prosthetic arms and legs are participating in archery, court sports, yoga. Jaya wheels off the court at a quick clip to talk.
Are you in your own chair right now?
Yeah.
Describe it.
It's made for the skate park, so it has shocks and stuff on it.
So, do you go in the bowls?
Not yet.
I can see you thinking about it though, right? So what do you do at skate park?
I go down there, all the ramps and stuff.
Every sport Jaya wants to play pretty much needs a different wheelchair. And Christy, who is a single mother of three, says each one of those wheelchairs can cost between $3,500 and $5,000. Sports chairs are not covered by insurance. This day's event was coordinated by Paula Free, founder of Power On with Limb Loss. After a motorcycle accident, she had to have her left leg amputated. That was 6 years ago. Today, Free is 63, little as a minute, and brave. She just scaled a 30-foot climbing wall with a silver-studded, blinged-out prosthetic leg.
Scary?
Yeah, it's getting over the fear of heights, and then you got to learn to let go.
Free says dealing with limb loss requires a whole new thinking process.
You know, I knew it was, instead of taking me 20 minutes to run to the store, it was going to take me an hour and a half.
After her amputation, Free says she relied on a strong support network. It's something she wants every amputee to have, and the reason she started a monthly support group. 48-year-old Todd Butcher had cancer as a kid, and radiation treatment weakened the bone in his leg. 3 years ago, while working out, he fractured his tibia.
And then I was out in the woods elk hunting and stepped in a bit of a hole, and it just broke all the way across. And then I found out that the bone was in such bad shape that it just wasn't going to heal back together again, so I chose to do the amputation.
Butcher was a delivery driver, but after the amputation, he was unable to return to work. He used up his sick time and vacation.
I had applied for unemployment, and I was turned down because I was told I didn't have a good reason to leave work, so I had to fight for that.
Without a hint of sarcasm, he says there were a lot of hoops to jump through. Butcher lives in Philomath. He's a health-conscious single father of three, and now he has a young grandson to keep up with. Butcher says his older prosthetic leg is uncomfortable and sometimes hurts. Above-the-knee amputees require prosthetics with sockets that attach at the crotch. He wants to replace it with a carbon fiber leg with a microprocessor knee. But even if insurance approves it, his coverage under the Affordable Care Act Health Exchange is 80%. The leg he hopes for costs $50,000.
The prosthetic leg's got a mind of its own. The foot talks to the knee talks to the foot, but it doesn't talk to me.
That's Greg Dauntless. He's 66 and has lived in Eugene all his life. 7 years ago, he also had a motorcycle accident. He almost died. Dauntless did lose a leg. Amazingly, when he and other amputees attend Power On support meetings, as many as half say they lost limbs in motorcycle wrecks. 6 weeks after the amputation, Dauntless was back in the gym. He applied for a prosthetic leg, but says his insurance company balked at the cost.
It came down to writing letters to the insurance company saying, hey, I want to be able to do something besides walk around on a wooden peg.
Paula Free says losing a limb is kind of like losing a friend. It was a part of you. In addition to the physical and psychological adjustments of limb loss, many people also suffer financial consequences. Yet each of the amputees in this story have found ways to not just cope, but thrive. And they help others in their own ways. Greg Dauntless volunteers at Peace Health Medical Center and at veterans groups. Todd Butcher plans to start a foundation to help other amputees. Though she's just starting to think of herself as an advocate, Paula Free and her Power On with Limb Loss group help in countless ways. And young Jaya Mattis wants to help people realize that even though he's missing parts of his body, he's still just a regular 12-year-old boy. He goes to public school, hangs out with friends, plays hardcore sports. And what does he do when he falls down?
I just get back up and keep playing.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.